Welcome back.
Blog Talk Radio.
Oh boy, that welcome to Blog Talk Radio blurb that kind of is like in a computer simulated woman's voice. That kind of throws off the timing in the beginning when I make the announcement of welcome back, but whatever. I'll get used to it as we have more podcast segments. So yes, welcome back to WPR Rebuttal. Our call number is 929-477-3965. And we had a caller, from the United Kingdom last segment. That was really cool because he introduced another dimension to the higher education legitimation crisis. And that is namely that, there can be some radicalization if, students, especially, migrants or, students here on visas, right? They come to the universities in Western countries, and a proportion of them, we don't know the percentage. It's something that needs to be studied, much like the percentage of recent alumni who end up not working to their apparent qualifications. But all those things need to be studied. We need more surveys about that so we know whether it's really, a pandemic or whether it's just a few people here and there becoming radicalized or whether it's just it's obviously more than a few college graduates lining up unemployed. But I try to balance my own personal experience competing for jobs. I try to counterbalance that with the broad picture that we get through statistics. So, when I get around to writing a recap of the show, I have the links. It's just, the first few weeks of running a new venture like this, there's a lot of workflow issues that are just continuing to be ironed out. And, it's an adventure, and it's definitely – I'm having some fun with it. I mean, first episode, I had some preparation anxiety, but I managed to pull it off, and now it's only going to get easier. So I'll run these WPR Rebuttal shows as long as I'm able. And speaking of which, I'm going to have some advertisements. So Airheads, they're the al dente treat for you and yours. Mildly sweet with a firm but gentle texture. Airheads are a candy that I frequently buy. Airheads, they have a taste that's out of control. Dollar General is the best place to stock up on snacks, soda, sundries, and seasonal items. Staff are friendly and efficient, serving an impressive amount of customers. Dollar General, when you see it black and yellow, you have a reason to feel mellow. Aldi has been an American tradition since 1976. Remain true to its roots as Albrecht Discount. Today's Aldi provides affordable groceries with a premium taste. Aldi, healthy food at healthy prices. New from the Senator JPO store at Zazzle.com. No future graduation cap apparel. Available in men's tees, women's tees, kids' t-shirts, trucker hats, baseball caps, coffee mugs, bumper stickers, and more. Again, that is No Future Graduation Cap Apparel from Zazzle.com. Perfect for your disgruntled grad, a nihilistic person, and the friends and relatives thereof. Features a mortar cap emblazoned with the block letter slogan, No Future. All right, so we're back from our commercial break. And just to recap what we went over last segment, UW system, President Ray Cross is valiantly facing down no confidence votes from faculty senators at UW-Madison, UW-La Crosse, and maybe even other campuses as time goes on. No word on what the UW colleges might do because UW colleges have a special arrangement. They're structured where they have 13 two-year institutions as under this broad umbrella known as UW colleges. So for UW colleges to declare no confidence would take a lot more organizing than just one of the four-year campuses to do that. So in my opinion, whether or not the UW colleges declares no confidence in Ray Cross. It's a litmus test as to whether he has really ticked off enough people for me at a Board of Regents to consider action against him. But as of this podcast, no such action has been taken. Board of Regents does not have it on the agenda for its early June meeting. And really, they shouldn't take any action against Ray Cross. I mean, he's done a valiant job of standing up to establishment interests. And although I wasn't the greatest fan last year, I'm a huge Ray Cross fan this year. In fact, Ray Cross even alluded to an op-ed that WPR Rebuttal owner Joe Oler wrote in February 2015, and that was published in the Wisconsin State Journal. And I covered that last segment, but I'm just bringing us up to speed here for those who are joining us in progress. So, what else do we have on our agenda here? Okay. Now, so UW-Madison is pretty much known as a flagship, and it gets a lot of attention, but the reason for it being the flagship is that it gets the greatest share of general purpose revenue. Okay, so it is only one campus of, 23. Now, if you count the UW colleges, it's one distributed campus. Then it's UW-Madison is only one campus out of 15. But either way, it has the disproportionately high share of general purpose revenue. How much? Well, it gets 42%. Some years, 43, 44. But in recent years, it's been at 42% of general purpose revenue, here in abbreviated as GPR. And that GPR is taxpayer money from anyone who pays state income tax in Wisconsin, state sales tax. I mean, that goes to GPR in some form. And it's kind of unfortunate because, I mean, UW-Madison tends to squander some of it. Og Hall, I mean, it was fine. It had perfectly serviceable units. But in 2005, the UW-Madison plant team for it to be raised. Not just renovated or expanded out to have another wing, but torn down entirely. And I had stayed in Og Hall as part of the student conference for United States Student Association. And the whole point is that, I mean, there are many other examples, too, highlighted by readers of Wisconsin State Journal when commenting through the so-called content management system that Wisconsin State Journal uses. If there are any people who want to comment about wasteful spending by UW-Madison or by the UW system in general, WPR rebuttal call-in number is area code 929-477-3965. I'd love to speak with you about what the UW-Madison and what the UW system can do to go and cut back and weather these lean times while promoting more internships and just having better job placement services, which I think a big problem, the big part of the legitimation crisis here is that a lot of universities do not see themselves as job placement services, which in that case they should have better partnerships with staffing agencies. But, you know, when I was at UW-Milwaukee, staffing agency was a dirty word. You didn't hear it. It was taboo to talk about job placement. Internships, the Career Development Center would always defer that question of, well, we're learning internships. It referred them back to the dean, who would refer them back to the internship chair, who would refer them back to the various organizations to offer internships. So there's a lot of dollar passing, and ultimately the buck stops with the people who offer the internships at their end outside the colleges, outside of the university system. State universities are just pretty much a broker. They're, I'll put it this way. Instead of having to negotiate with the university as to who gets recommended for an internship, I would advise just checking with the places that offer internships and asking, hey, do you accept credit for student status? Do you accept it that a student is only of an online-only institution? And then go for the ones that accept that, online-only student, as on the same footing in internship eligibility as a student of a brick-and-mortar institution. And that way, you can just skip the university while having access to internships, because these internships are the key thing. They're the one to help build your professional work history, not all these exams, not all these term papers. Like, I had tried my first few years out of college, and even before that, when I was still in graduate school, I tried so hard to leverage my academic credentials into something that would be worthy of, justification. I tried so hard to leverage my academic credentials into a justification to hire me based in conjunction with my clerical and administrative experience from the student guard. And obviously, it failed miserably, and I'm just saying is that, you know, I was not mediocre. I mean, graduated from so-called honors college, so that in itself is supposed to have value, but if it doesn't, the honors college at UNLV does not have value, it's time to disband it, because it's just wasting people's time. They take more credits, only to have no reward for it. I mean, come on. Let's be realistic. So, what have we here? Okay, so we have like 18 minutes left in this segment. So what I'm going to do, to fill some time, is I was originally going to make like a full-scale production of this following segment, but, I just ran out of time because I was finishing up researching the news and views for this segment. So, essentially, I guess I'll have to do an a cappella rendition, and I will mix the full-blown musical accompaniment to this like after a show, probably next week, because, goodness, not only do I have to finish the summary notes from the last podcast, but I also have to palletize all weekend, because you know how it is. One person's day off is another person's opportunity, and that's how I got my raise. It's just by showing up every weekend at 18 months strong now and palletizing products error-free, never any complaints, get along well enough with the people. And, I told them about my podcast too, so it's great that we have this organic growth where I already had my second caller earlier in the show. First caller was from last week, and, of course, we have to be aware of the time remaining in each segment, because Blog Talk Radio, they demand an exorbitant fee if you want to have a continuous two-hour stream. And I'm at the point where, you know, most everyone works hard for a living, but at palletizing, even if my raises, I don't want to go and spend, a whole shift of palletizing just to afford a month of the streaming here. So, whatever. Speaking of which, I have to make sure that I have my, in terms of the business model, we're zero in, zero out, so we don't make any money. The free promotions of the advertisements notwithstanding, but we don't lose any money either. It's just my time, and I'm already researching these issues anyway. It's what I already do as a hobby, so why not parlay this hobby to a larger audience, right? So that was just a brief overview of my business model. I'll have a frequently asked questions page. I just want to give a shout-out to Welsh filmmaker and writer Vasco de Sousa, because he asked me these questions that were the inspiration for my frequently asked questions page. But again, I sent a response email to him, but I have to kind of refactor it for a broader audience, and I was going around making sure that I had enough notes for this podcast. So I'm going to do a lot of palletizing this weekend, and early next week I'll do a lot of writing and re-listening to my podcast to make sure that I fairly summarize what I actually said here. So now, I mentioned that I was going to do an a cappella rendition of some tune, but which is it? Well, I'll give you some hints. Now, Ray Cross, he's the UW system president, and he faced no confidence votes, has not actually suffered any real punishment. You know, it's just, I guess, a public relations snafu. I wouldn't call it a legitimation crisis in Ray Cross, because he's not beholden exclusively to the faculty. He's also responsible to the student consumers, to the taxpayers who give that general purpose revenue to UW institutions, and of course to the Board of Regents. And so long as those other stakeholders are satisfied with rate costs, I mean, the faculty just cannot butt in and say, hey, you know, our special interests are greater than yours. No way. The faculty will just have to pull in their gut and take it like a tenured. So, okay, now remember this tune, Herod's Song, from the musical Jesus Christ Superstar. Well, it goes like this. Oh, you are the Christ. Oh, the great Jesus Christ. Come on, you King of the Jews. Well, I made a parody. Yes, and this parody is called, appropriately enough, King of UW. So I'm just going to bring up my lyric sheet and increase the font a bit so I can read it from my computer screen. All right. So, King of UW, Senator JPO's parody of Herod's Song from Jesus Christ Superstar. You know, the melody was written by Andrew Lloyd Webber, but the lyrics are from Senator JPO. And again, this is a parody, so I don't need to pay a license or anything. And without further ado, a one, two, three. You are Ray Cross, the great Raymond Cross. Help us, we're the faculty, to recruit minority. It's all up to you to see us all through. Come on, King of UW. Raymond's time is ticking. It's nearly end of year. College wounds we're licking. Our future is in fear. There's nothing you can really do. This much we know. But we refuse to allow you to let students run the show. Oh, you are Ray Cross, the great Raymond Cross. Bring us back our union rights. Come on, Ray, where's your fight? Restore our tenure. That's why we're insecure. Come on, King of UW. Don't you know why we're losing sleep? Campus enrollment continues downward creep. Ticked off students and declining headcount. No honest way to raise it by such a high amount. Oh, you are Ray Cross, the great Raymond Cross. High school grads are avoiding us. Time to throw you beneath the bus. You had time for defense. Now it's no confidence. Come on, King of UW. Woo! Ah, wow. What a funny parody, huh? Well, if you have any thoughts or any renditions of your own, again, call us in at WPR Rebuttal. Our number is 929-477-3965. Again, I just finished my parody of the whole Ray Cross situation. The song is called King of UW. I'm going to mix down a rendition which actually has a backing music to it, and then I'll upload it to the WPR Rebuttal blog. But again, I have to first finish this, the rest of this podcast. So how much time do we have remaining here? Okay, so we have 11 minutes left in this segment. Well, now, okay, so going back to UW-Madison, we know it gets 42% of GPR, and we know that there is some waste going on, such as needless, not necessarily capital improvement projects. I mean, technically, that's what they're called in the line item budget, is capital improvement, but a lot of it is just frivolous. That's the word I'm looking for, is a lot of these capital expenditures are frivolous. And I'll put it this way. You have some place like Babcock Hall in the College of Agriculture, Letters, and Science, CALS. Why did they combine agriculture, letters, and science? Who knows? I'd have to research the history of that, but there's so many other more pressing, compelling issues here that are more timely and relevant than just the history of CALS at UW-Madison. But returning to what Babcock Hall and its frivolous expenditures. So it sells ice cream, and a few years ago I was debating with this guy in Discus on the Badger Herald website comments section about whether Babcock Hall makes enough money or makes a profit. So here's a distinction I made to him. Making money in terms of having some revenue is not the same as making profit, because what he failed to realize is that a person can earn revenue, but it can be a partial subsidy. And a partial subsidy of expenditure is not a profit. So Babcock Hall is losing money on its ice cream sales because it has to pay for production of the ice cream. It has to pay for staff to serve the customers. And again, like, the whole operation itself is a money loser. And it's just kind of like, if you look at the restaurant operations at the various campuses, like, they have a budgetary fund balance, but they will lose that budgetary fund balance when in the future. I'm not going to guess how long it will be, but, you know, as far as legitimation crisis of the UW system, a lot of people are upset that if they were to become student workers, no matter how long, how many years they toil at their student jobs, they'll never be eligible for unemployment benefits. Now, that's downright rotten, and that's another way of victimizing the students. But again, it's like, well, you know, a lot of students choose their victimization by, signing up and enrolling, and that's why they're not in EEO protected status. Well, that's my mission here, is to inform the student consumers beforehand, before they actually become students, before they enroll, before they matriculate, so that they can know to avoid these viciously victimizing campuses. Because, that's what they'll hear after that. It's like, oh, well, you should have known that you would never get unemployment benefits. You should have known that you have a tough time getting work. They're young and optimistic, and while they might gradually become more cynical while in college, you know, the fact is you have to reach them before there's a sunken cost of relocating for school. You have to reach these young adults before they go and commit themselves body, mind, and soul to getting this fancy four-year degree, because, there's a huge sunken cost in the fallacy of a priori investment. So I'm just warning the young adults, hey, here's some compelling reasons why you might not want to go to state university. Here's why you might want to just go to staffing agency instead after high school, to go and get some real work experience, not just commercial, but see if you can get some industrial. A lot of handicraft industries are called light industrial. But and then once you're more aware of what opportunities actually exist in your community as opposed to what you might imagine exists, then you can have a better idea as to which technical college programs would be better for you. And notice I said vocational technical as in vo-tech, like METC, Milwaukee Area Technical College, also known as Madison Area Technical College, same acronym but different schools. Now, these can help you much more than would a four-year degree or a master's degree in public administration. Don't even do that. MPAs are trash, okay? Those degrees are trash, okay, except for very specific situations that are not germane to the fresh out of high school student. No, they should not go for public admin. You have to be like a middle manager to benefit from an MPA degree, and it'll be a long time before you're middle manager, trust me. So don't even go for an MPA. Big waste of money. Don't listen to the higher education hucksters. You know, if they try to rebut my claims, they're welcome to call in. Again, WPR rebuttal. Our call number is 929-477-3965. We have 6 minutes remaining. If any of you higher education hucksters want to step up to center, JPO, prepare to get outperformed, out-logic, out-debated, because I've done my homework, and you folks just can't keep pace. I mean, I'm keeping the UW system in check, and the UW system owns Wisconsin Public Radio, and that's why it started the WPR rebuttal. Well, I guess a lot of my audience agrees with what I'm saying here, or else they'd be calling in to contest my claims. But so we have like 5 minutes remaining here. So what can I do here? I guess, what the heck, I'll put in another shameless plug for the No Future Graduation Cap. You know, Zales.com has like weekly sales, and I would give you some discount codes. It's just that the problem with Zales, which I wish they would improve upon this, to give sales codes in a more timely fashion or in advance. But instead what they do is they email you a sales code the morning of, and they have a really tight timeline for this. So sales code that they send you at maybe 10 a.m. is only good for that day until like midnight Pacific time. So, you know, central time, the sales code is good until 2 a.m., but still, you know, they email you by about 10 a.m. Central time. So in order to get the current sales code at like 2:01 a.m. central time, you have to go to Zazzle.com and then look at the top of the page, and then they'll have the current sales code as to what's on sale. And I tried keeping track of it, but it's kind of random. They don't really have a recurring schedule, so there's no real repetition of syntax in the code or what's on sale. It's just they must use a random number generator or something, because there is no real consistency as to what's on sale, how much will be off, or anything like that. Now, store-wide sales are pretty rare. More often than not, it's sales upon a particular product, and they have like different tiers or gradations of discounts too. So they might have like 40% off on apparel one day, but then they'll have fine print saying, well, maybe on caps it's only 30% off. Or maybe on coffee mugs they want to give you 20% off, but in stationery they won't give you anything off. Stuff like that. So, so if you want to go and, to look at the No Future graduation merchandise on Zazzle, again, just go to Center JPO store. That'll be Zazzle.com/SENATORJPO. Then you'll see the latest products. You go to the section that's called graduation gifts. Boom. They're all your graduation cap accessories. There's like a logo on it that says No Future. The logo is atop this gold tasseled graduation war cap. And we currently have some T-shirts, a mug, and we'll be adding more stuff as the weekend goes on, because I know that a lot of you want to order and you want to ship it out to your untimely grad in a timely fashion. So rest assured, the complete product line will be available by Monday evening. And if you buy by Tuesday morning, then you can have it to your grad by whenever their ceremony is, because, no colleges are really holding their graduation ceremonies this weekend. I mean, it's Mother's Day, so even if they wrap the classes this early, they would wait anyway until the weekend after. So, oh, yeah. What else here? Oh, yeah, and then, so WPR Rebuttal Social Media. I discussed our business model earlier, but when I was talking about the Zazzle products, those do not necessarily go to WPR Rebuttal. Those just go to me, the host, Senator JPO, and I'm also responsible for the social media. And instead of having to maintain all these WPR Rebuttal accounts, I just use my user handle, Senator JPO. And that's one word. If you see like Senator_JPO, that's not me. That's an imposter. Senator JPO, one word, SENATORJPO. And we've not had many WPR Rebuttal social media announcements just because our time is scarce. And I guess I could be doing it right now, but I don't like to multitask and commentate at the same time. I'd rather have a high quality podcast, distraction-free, then try to go and multitask and fill it up with verbal pauses and other detritus. So, well, okay, so my time is like 1:02. I'm going to cut out now, and I'll be back on the air at 1:07 Central Time. All right, folks, see you on the flip side.